Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
To kick off the campaign tonight, we will see Kansas City begin its quest for a three-peat. Nobody's ever done that. They'll try to become only the fourth team ever to get to 3 straight Super Bowls, joining the Patriots in the 2000s, the Bills in the 90s, and the Dolphins in the 70s. This is the first time in Week 1 we'll have a game featuring 2 players who have won 2 MVP awards starting at quarterback. Should be an amazing night of football. Danny, let's get to our bold predictions for the NFL season. We've both got 3 of them to rattle off here. If you guys want to give us a bold NFL prediction, you can hop in at 800-636-1067. Why don't you start?
There will only be 2 repeat division winners in the NFL this year of the 8 divisions, San Francisco and Kansas City. Every other division will have a new division champion.
Wow. A number one for me, the New York Jets, who a lot of people are picking to win the Super Bowl, make the Super Bowl, play in the AFC Championship game. The Jets will miss the playoffs this year. I think there's a chance Rodgers gets hurt again. I think there's a chance if he doesn't get hurt that he shows some older age, and they're in a tough division. Buffalo, really good. The Jets, excellent. I could see either of those 2 teams finishing atop the division and the other one still ahead of the Jets. So I will say the Jets, a sexy pick to get to the Super Bowl, miss the playoffs under Robert Saleh. And if that happens, major, major changes there, obviously, loom.
So that's fascinating because here's my second bold prediction. Congrats to your AFC champion, New York Jets.
Wow.
They have home field throughout the postseason, and they're going to the Super Bowl. Mr. Immunized himself is leading the team to the big dance.
I hope Aaron Rodgers wins another ring because I think I've probably now moved Mahomes ahead of him, to be honest, because I think Mahomes might actually be the greatest quarterback ever already.
We're kind of like watching it, yeah.
But I had him number 2 all-time on my list prior to last season, and he's got 1 ring, and he gets beat up for that. And I don't know how fair that is, so I'd be perfectly fine with that happening. That would be cool. Number 2 for me. Clary, listen up. You're going to like this one. Jared Goff wins the MVP award. Jared Goff. 35 touchdowns, sub-10 interceptions. Everything the same offensively for the Lions. They win 13 games. They're the number 1 seed in the NFC. And old Goffy wins the most valuable player award in the National Football League.
So that was going to be mine. Because, again, I can't stop talking about how they only play 3 games outside. And indoor Jared Goff is good. Outdoors, away from home, he's a praying mantis and he stinks.
You don't even like Jared Goff.
I can't stand him. But he's playing all his games inside for a team that's built to play inside.
Were going to say Jared Goff wins the MVP.
That's my third bold prediction, was Jared Goff wins the MVP. Wow. I've got others. I will be just fine and dandy. Your comeback player of the year is Kyler Murray, who has a Pro Bowl caliber season. He blows up, goes over 600 yards rushing, and throws for 28 touchdowns and over 4,000 yards.
My third bold prediction for this NFL season, Caleb Williams and Bo Nix both throw for over 4,000 yards as rookies. They become the 6th and 7th rookie quarterbacks to ever do that. Only 5 have done it previously. In the Bears' case, no quarterback has ever thrown for 4,000 yards. So Williams will be the first. And then in his rookie year under Sean Payton, Bo Nix with a team in Denver chasing a lot of games will do it as well. So I've got 2 rookie quarterbacks, Williams and Nix, both throwing for 4K.
That's a good one. I think the touchdown record that Justin Herbert set a couple years ago is in jeopardy. Caleb Williams is healthy. And that with that receiving core, I anticipate him slinging it quite a bit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.